It also does the album art. So if we look at the ALP directory, there you go, we got our MP3s in there. And if we had album art, it would pull that in as well. And then it's just drag and drop for over USB for my music player. So it's cool, no hassle. That's the other thing, don't buy MP3 players or music players that don't have a mass storage interface.
Like an iPod?
Like iPods. But if you buy an iPod, just throw a Rockbox on it.
If you buy a Sansa clip, please log.
Or do that, yeah. Other questions?
What kind of structure do you use to organize your music?
I use the file system. So, here's the thing. So what you want to remember is we have two sets of metadata information. One, we have the file system, which gives us lots of information. The other thing is we have the tags. Me personally, I use MusicBrainz, so I get a UUID identifier on each one of my MP3 files by doing that. And by having a UUID identifier, I can just dump all of my files into one directory and call them arbitrary things, and I can still go through and sort my music collection by reading the metadata using, you know, MetaFlag or some other tool.
I actually mean the directory structure. Do you have your own directory structure? Like, do you?
Oh yeah, like I do albums, artist album, and then I have like some special ones like for, you know, techno or OC remix or anything like that. You know, I'll put in its own little folder, but for the most part, I just do the artist album directory structure. It seems to be pretty effective. Again, things like MPD allow you to search across that. You can build indexes across your data easily if you wanted to. If not, you can organize it by file system, and then you can go and browse it and use mplayer start up your files in that directory when you're playing an album. Or you can create playlists, which are also just text-based interfaces, which are great. So lots of flexibility. You can do it however you want.
The problem I have with my collection is that I have many songs, duplicates, but the problem is not the files are not identical, because for some reason I have like MP3s with different encodings or stuff like this, and I wonder, are there good tools to, you know?
Yeah. That card tagging tool that I showed you, it does what's called music fingerprinting, so it takes kind of like a hash, a special hash of the music file, and it searches it against its database for similar hashes, and then it will try to suggest appropriate tags. And once you tag all your songs, then they all have a UUID, and if there's clashing UUIDs, you can do a search on that.
Yeah, but then how do I know which one I should remove? Because I actually use already Picard, so I have a tagged collision.
So if you have a collision, just whichever one sounds better, right?
Yeah, but then I have to go through all of them manually and listen to
them. No, so you write a bash script. You write a bash script that, I don't know, let's say finds every duplicate and plays them in sequence for you, and then, you know, you can...
Yeah, I'm talking about hundreds of songs, so...
Well, or then just make the choice automatically.
If they're like MP3, you can query the bitrate, though.
Yeah, maybe.
Yes, you can do a bitrate. You can query based on what you want to keep. I mean, do you want to keep the higher bitrate? Do you want to keep maybe MP3s versus logs? Do you want to keep it flat? Whatever. So whatever criteria you have, you can select on.
Yeah, I was just wondering.
If you have S3, you can actually, if you don't want to get rid of the files, and if you pay them, you should find out your duplicates and then move the duplicates into a different folder, so then you go to the duplicates and figure what you want to keep.
You always have a larger selection.
Just always pick the largest file.
Yeah.
That will obviously sound better.
That's what I do now.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Pick your ideal solution, and you're able to implement whatever your ideal criteria is in that situation.
But sometimes you have, for example, you have a downloaded song, but you have also the same song which you ripped yourself. But for example, if the CD you ripped yourself contains like problems because the CD was dirty or something, and you have really hiccups, but you had a higher bitrate on the one you did yourself, so
right,
the file is bigger.
Right. This is an intractable problem.
Yeah,
if
you're
going
to listen to your music, that's better. Actually,
you can Amazon Kit. Just tell other people.
Actually, there might be a solution for that. I know there's
a collection.
I think there was an audio fingerprinting service out there somewhere, but I don't remember the name of it now. But they tried to solve this to see how accurate your rip was to the. I think that's what it was called, accurate rip. So take a look at that. Maybe that's the way to go.
Thanks.
Yep.
Do you use the Icecats output from MPD?
I have not had a chance to play with that yet, but it is really easy to set up. documentation at least looks very easy to set up.
Yeah. It, in my experience, it works really well. And if you've got, if you SSH in and use NCMPC, that all you need is an SSH client and VLC that way you use it pretty much anywhere.
How awesome is that?
Yes.
Yeah. So there you go. There's another great use case. Anybody else?
Yes. If you ever, it's a little off topic, but have you ever done an AVX test of like MP3 and Flash and comparing and actually telling you can tell the difference?
I did.
Because I hear a lot of people say, oh, MP3 sucks, and then...
MP3 sucks.
really sucks. No.
The best way to do it is do this.
I've done it, but...
Pick up a nice pair of headphones.
Yep.
Pick up a crappy pair of headphones. and... you do a listening test on both of them. And then the way I found out, I veered off a little bit. The way I found out is at work I was listening to MP3s on these really nice headphones for a long, long time. And then one day I brought in my drive and it had a bunch of my FLAC backups on it. I'm like, I'll just throw this on and see if there really is something to it. Night and day. So, yes, get a nice quality pair of headphones.
What bit rate were your MP3s?
What's that?
What bit rate were your MP3s?
I think variable bitrate, it's whatever the default layer setting is, which is pretty damn good.
Okay. Once I got above, once I got to DVR, I failed.
Yeah. On the shitty headphones, I can't tell.
On my good speakers, actually. Not even headphones.
On your good speakers. The other thing is try the CAN headphones. Okay. That's where I really can tell, because I noticed most of the loss is on the low range.
Yeah.
So where I noticed the FLAC and the lossless really excelling is at the very subtle details with songs that I've listened to many, 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 many times where I can play them in my head. Then I can tell the difference. If it's a new song, I can. On those same headphones as well. So it depends on how used you are to the music and how well you know the song and how clearly you can hear the low parts of the song.
I was going to say just the headphones versus speakers. You need to put a heck of a lot more money into speakers when you do your headphones in order to get the same kind of quality.
Right.
Like you'd have to maybe get like $10,000 speakers.
Sure.
And you could get like $100 pair of headphones.
Right. But Dan, there's something that I want to point out. The advantage of FLAC and lossless compressed music is not only in the sound quality, it's also in the fact that you can transcode it to different formats easily. And I think this is the biggest feature of lossless encoded formats is sometimes I want to, even if I was just using MP3s, sometimes I have a large iPod, let's say with 80 gigabytes, that I can have high quality MP3s on, and another one, let's say a smaller iPod shuffle that I run with, I want to have low quality MP3s on. So I want to transcode to both of these, and if I transcode to one of them and then try to transcode to the other from that, you get double quality loss. And there's a really good feature. So eventually you lose more and more data and the music sounds worse and worse as you keep transcoding it from the loss of data.
And the idea is, of course, that's rewriting your whole